Now, DK tells us something else interesting about our planetary logo. He's even more significant than we think. We're told there are seven spirits before the throne, and these are seven divine entities which are rule over sacred planets. Now, it's interesting that he says the Earth is not a sacred planet. But the sacred planets are ruled over by seven great entities. But then he tells us that Sennet Kamara is one of the seven. So you think, well, that doesn't make sense because the Earth is not a sacred planet. How can he be one of the seven? But then he tells us that Sennet Kamara, this is not his, the Earth is not his originating point, and neither is Venus, even though he came from Venus. Venus is not his originating point. He says the system that he, of which he is the spirit before the throne, one of the spirit, is not revealed, but hints are given about it. And I think I've pretty much figured out which one it is, because there's three planets that form a triangle very close to the Earth, which is Earth, Venus, and Saturn. And what's in harmony between the Earth and Saturn? What's similar about those two? I bet it's off those answers.
Saturday. Shabbat.
That's true.
The rings.
The word Sabbath and Saturday represent the planet Saturn.
The Hebrew name of Saturn is Shabtai.
Yeah.
Shabtai.
Okay. But what's similar about the rays that Earth and Saturn is on?
Third.
Who's that said that?
It's third ray.
Third ray, right. So, most likely, the Saturn is the sacred planet that of his origin. He didn't really come from the Earth, or he's not really permanently on the Earth, but he came here 18 million years ago to help the people of this planet. But he's from somewhere else. He was from also Venus, but we have these three planets which are interconnected in a triangle of energy. He also gives another hint. He says there are three planets upon which there is pain and suffering. Anyone know what those three planets are?
Earth is one.
What?
Earth is one.
Earth is definitely one. We have pain and suffering here. What's the second?
Mars.
Yeah, Mars. Who said Mars?
Ed.
Oh, good. Okay, and what's the third planet?
Saturn.
Saturn. Saturn, right. So we have Saturn show up again, so we have that in common. And do you remember what he said produces pain? How come these three planets have pain and the other planets don't?
Creation?
The lives on these other planets are living pain-free.
Well, desire is the root of pain, according to Buddhism.
Okay. Anything else?
Creation causes pain.
That's true. Without creation, there wouldn't be any. Anything else?
Separation.
But separation. I thought there was no life on Mars.
Anything else?
But there was.
I'm looking for a word.
The trial grounds, place to prove yourself.
Is it karma?
Magnetism? No.
What?
Magnet?
No.
No.
Resistance. Okay. So, we're told that Sennet Kamara achieved liberation in a past universe, and he before he had this Earth chain to work with, he worked on the moon chain. And the moon chain turned out to be a great failure, but it says of him that he attained liberation of all the lower ethers, but he decided to remain in them. And when you achieve liberation of a certain plane, in the eternal scheme of things, what you're supposed to do is move on to the higher. But he decided to stay in the lower and help you, help out the lives on the lower plane. He felt that would be an important thing to do. And because he resisted going higher, he everything he's connected with produces pain. And so he resisted taking his next step. One of the esoteric writings said he turned his back upon the sun to become a sun to lesser lives. And the solar logo says to him, okay, well, if that's what you want to do, that's the way it's going to be, and you're going to have to stay until you accomplish that mission. You decided to do it. And he said, well, I didn't really want to stay that long. I was just going to help out for a period of time. And the solar logo says to him, no, you got to stay till the job is complete now.
So how does Mars represent resistance? Where is the resistance in Mars? Where is it?
He resisted going higher. When he conquered all the things of the lower self, he stayed connected to the lower.
But he was in Venus, not in Mars.
What?
He was in Venus, not in Mars.
Venus.
Yeah? What does that have to do with anything?
How Mars comes into the picture?
You said Mars.
How Mars comes into the picture?
Oh, right, right.
Well, he doesn't tell us why Mars has pain. But Mars is an interesting example. quite a few people through hypnotic regression have taken people back to Mars in ancient times. And in recent times, the probes on Mars discovered something very interesting. They've discovered an isotope there on Mars which can only be created through an atomic explosion. And they even have it dated as to when this explosion should have happened, which is a couple million years ago. And so this really befuddles the scientists. They said, well, was there a civilization on Mars years ago that developed an atomic bomb and they destroyed the whole planet with atomic energy?
It's possible.
And there's a number of accounts. I've read quite a few about people regressing, people back to ancient times when Mars had life on it. And there's several accounts. Unfortunately, they are not at all in harmony, but they all talk about a great destruction that happened there. One is that there was a big atomic war there, and they destroyed Mars and ruined its atmosphere. Another was that the war actually happened on a nearby planet, which now a lot of the asteroids are remnants of. And this planet was passing close to the orbit of Mars when, through their technology, they blew the planet up. And at that time, they say Mars had life upon it. And the explosion was so great that it pulled the atmosphere right off of Mars. Now, right now, Mars has about 1% of the atmosphere of the Earth. But back then, according to these regressions, Mars had an atmosphere and life similar to Earth. And this explosion of this nearby planet that blew up took off the entire atmosphere, and everybody on Mars died, and it became a dead planet. So Mars, if that is true, you know, Mars has a history of pain. And then, too, always remember that all these planets have seven different planes, seven different planets connected with them. There were three that preceded this one, and then there will be three more. We are on the fourth globe of what is called the Earth chain. And the Earth chain is composed of seven Earths. And the Earth before this was like what was the experience of the Garden of Eden, and they were on the third plane. And then when we ate the symbolic fruit, our vibration was lower down to the fourth planet, and we become in the dense physical. So in the dense physical, we don't have communication. Communication is much more difficult. In these higher planes, communication is much more easy, and there's much less pain. But on this planet, we do have pain because of that initial resistance. Another thing that created resistance in Sennacherib and made him decide to work in these, continue to work in these lower planes, was he and a number of others felt sorry for the primitive lives upon the earth. When they looked upon the earth 18 million years ago, you know, there were humanoid type beings, but they were mostly animal, and they were being eaten by the bigger animals, and they saw they were had potential to evolve into very intelligent beings, and he wanted to come here and stimulate their mental thinking so they could become self-conscious humans and speed up their evolution. And the Solar Logos didn't like that idea, because if we did that and they developed technology too quickly, they could wind up blowing themselves up like something and become like Mars, a dead planet. And so the Solar Logos had the idea that we should proceed as normal and let man normally develop. And if we let man normally develop, it will take a lot longer, but they are not going to destroy themselves.
Well, that was, according to the externalization of the hierarchy, that was the first approach of some shambolic energy into the consciousness of the humanoids in the days of Lemuria. And they became
self-conscious,
part of the fourth kingdom then.
Yeah. So anyway, Sennacherib figured, well, it's worth taking the chance. You know, it's. I agree with you, Solar Logos, that that would be the safer route. But imagine if we're able to stimulate their evolution and get them a head start. We can save millions of years, and we can develop a heaven on earth through this great power of mind that these beings can manifest. And he says, I think it's worth taking the chance. And because he rebelled, this is another, he rebelled in this aspect. So he rebelled in two aspects. One, he didn't advance to the higher realms. He wanted to stay behind and work with the what is called the cosmic physical plane, which is what we see around us now, the three levels and then the four ethers, which are invisible to us. He wanted to work within these planes to stimulate humanity. And because of this resistance, there's going to be great pain manifest. And because of him, we have to incarnate into a world where there's great, where there's significant pain. Now, if he hadn't have done this, everything would have been more like a Garden of Eden situation for a much longer period of time. And it would have taken us millions of years. He said, if without Sennacherib stimulating the mental faculties of us, people like us would be like primitive tribes in Africa or something like that. So, or South America, we'd be like in a really primitive state still. We wouldn't be we would just be developing self-consciousness just barely right now.
Yep. Well, isn't it said that the solar petries came to give us mind?
Right. Right. They had an assistancy, solar petries and the various kumaras came to stimulate us. Okay.